these ones.
Okay. Welcome everybody. It's just turned 6 o'clock, just after 6 o'clock, so I declare the meeting open for the September Ordinary Council meeting. The Town of Bassanine acknowledges the past and present traditional owners of the land on which we gather to conduct this meeting and pays its respects to their elders, both past and present and emerging. I acknowledge Mr. Gow in the audience. If I could just bring to everyone's attention the fact that our meeting tonight is being recorded and also live streamed via YouTube to allow members of our community to access the decisions that affect them in the Town of Bassendine. Announcements by the presiding person without discussion. I have one announcement. On behalf of Council and the Administration, I wish to extend condolences to the family of the late Tina Klein, who passed away very recently. I did not know Tina during her years on Council, having made her acquaintance some years after she left this forum. Certainly, Tina impressed me with her forthright manner and strong convictions. Traits that would have assisted her greatly during her years on Council and serving this community. Tina received many accolades and honours during her life, including the Order of Australia Medal in 2010 for services to local government and the community. Tina was inducted into the West Australian Women's Hall of Fame in 2011. She will be missed by many. Item 3 is attendances, apologies and applications for leave of absence. Our Mayor, Councillor Renee McLennan, is an apology. I believe we have
Executive Manager Phil Adams is on leave. And Elizabeth Kenya, the Manager of Strategy and Governance, has gone home ill.
Okay. Applications for leave of absence. I have the Mayor, Renee McLennan, who's applied for leave from the 30th of September through to the 12th of October. I have another application from Councillor Barty, who's applied for leave from the 16th to the 30th of November. Do I have any others? Yes?
Yes, Councillor McWilliam, can I apply for leave from the 30th of September to the 7th of October?
Okay.
I'll be back in time to chair the LEMC.
Sorry, 30th of September?
September to the 7th of October. I'll be the 6th of October.
Do I have a mover? Moved Councillor Quinton, a seconder. Moved Councillor Wilson. Any objections? I declare that carried. Okay. Item 4, declarations of interest. I would like to declare an interest in item 12.2 as I'm an elected member of the JDAP committee and will therefore absent myself from that item. And I will also pull it out of en bloc so that Councillor Gangell can preside for that item when it's considered by councillors. Are there any other... Councillor Wilson?
I'm a deputy member of the JDAP. I don't fully understand your reasons for accusing yourself, but as I'm in a similar category to you, I'll declare a declaration of interest as well.
Okay. Sorry, so am I.
Okay. Having had discussions with Mr. Gibson previously and the CEO, there were some concerns expressed that JDAP members have a conflict of interest, and as you are aware, prior to JDAP meetings we have to sign a declaration that we will consider all items anew. Now, rather than not have the benefit of having these JDAP applications come before us for consideration by all of Council, the JDAP members who have elected to actually sit on the JDAP meetings have said that they will absent make themselves absent from the decision-making at council. Mayor McLennan and myself as the elected members have indicated that we will make ourselves available for that JDAP hearing, so the deputies do not have to absent themselves because we have made ourselves available for the next upcoming meeting. Okay, no other declarations of interest? No. Okay. Statements by members of the public on agenda items. Okay. Would you like to come? Mr. Gow?
That's right.
John?
Oh, thank you. I was just going to, just in relation to Mr. Gow, I was just going to ask whether or not it might be more appropriate to for Mr. Gow to give a deputation to council behind closed doors, and then council can ask him questions if we so wish.
Yep. I'm fine with that. Okay.
I'm sorry to interrupt before we proceed. Does that mean I can disappear and that will happen at a different time, or is that going to happen in tonight's session?
Sorry. We could do the deputation now, and that means that Mr. Gow does not have to sit through the entire council meeting, and then we will consider your matter behind closed doors, having heard your deputation. Would that be suitable to you, Mr. Gow?
Oh, that would be suitable, yes.
Okay. So, if you like, we'll do your deputation now, since you're here. Just get you a chair so that you can sit at the end of the table and address the members in comfort.
Can I move that we go behind closed doors?
Yes.
To do the deputation.
Seconder? Councillor Wilson? No one against? That's carried.